News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Tipperary Council are trying to lead the charge to finally get what was once a theoretically temporary tax abolished. Independent Councillor Liam Brown has tabled the motion to Tipperary County Council calling on the government to phase out the USC, and he's with us this morning. Liam, it was temporary and it is broadly hated, so I suspect you're probably pushing an open door on that front. The challenge will be, what will you do, or what do you recommend the government does to replace the 5 billion quid it pays into the state's coffers?
Well, first of all, good morning, Angela, and good morning to the listeners. What will it do? Well, you know, for the past 5 years, we've been running budget surpluses, which means that we don't need to do a huge amount, realistically, to replace it, because we're saying we already are taking in more money than we need. Look, as you said, Anton, the USC was a temporary tax, which was brought about during the financial crisis. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, and as far as I think a lot of people are concerned, especially anybody listening this morning, because anybody listening this morning is probably out on their way to work, you know, it's time has passed. You know, we think we've paid back what we owed during the financial crisis, and it's now time to start putting money back into ordinary workers' pockets.
Indeed, but you do still have to replace the lost earnings from it. So what way are you going to do that? Who's going to take up the slack in the tax bill?
Well, there's a couple of ways of doing it. First of all, as I said, we're taking in too much money from workers as it is, because we're running budget surpluses. But also, if you give people back the USC, those people will spend that money. That money will circulate in the economy. It'll create jobs. It'll create extra spending, which will create retail taxes like VAT. And that money will go into the government coffers. So, you know, money spent in the economy generates more money itself, and that money will replace.
So the USC that you don't charge in income tax will just flow back into the coffers in VAT. I'm no economist, but that seems a reach.
Well, that's how economies work, Anton. You know, if you give people extra money to spend themselves, they spend it, and then that consumer spending generates tax all by itself. You know,
so that 5 billion that would be taken entirely in tax goes to people and they spend it, and let's say they get 15% of it taken back in VAT. What happens to the other 85% of it that you once got in tax?
Well, first of all, I don't know where you get the 5 billion figure, because it's very hard to get it. You know, the government don't publish the receipts for USC by itself. But like I said, you know, there are other ways that we can take money back in. You know, we're going to have an increase in corporation tax over the next couple of years, because we have to equalize it after a European Union directive on that, to bring it up to around 15%. So that's extra money going to come in to the government coffers. You know, we could look at different types of taxation, such as increases in your capital acquisitions tax, capital gains tax, those sort of, you know, taxes which would benefit, you know, ordinary workers who don't really benefit from those taxes as it is now. But really, realistically, you know, we're not talking about taking away 5 billion this year, Anton. We're talking about taking it out on a phased basis, in which case, you know, you reduce it by a certain amount, as we have done in very small instances over the past couple of years. You reduce it again by a small amount each year, and you look at the effects it has on the economy. I mean, if it has a serious deleterious effect, you stop reducing it. But, you know, you don't just pretend that because you think you're going to take 5 billion out of the economy immediately that you're not going to do anything at all.
And at what end of the spectrum do you start, Liam? Because obviously there are those who would say that one of the most unfair things about it is at the higher end, the way it treats the self-employed versus people who are in jobs. On the other end, the fact that you fall off a cliff when you go from zero to, I think it's whatever, 2 or 3% when you cross the 13 grand threshold, which is also deeply unfair. So if you're going to do it on a phased basis, where do the phases begin?
Well, you begin at the bottom. You know, you begin with low and middle income workers, because if you reduce the phase at the bottom, for example, by increasing the band at where you go into it in the first place, well, then every single worker will benefit from it.
Liam, thank you very much. Sorry, Liam, forgot to cross you there. Liam, I was just saying thank you very much. Liam Brown, independent councillor for Tipperary.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.